Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? Here it is once again, another Sunday afternoon, and this is your boy Z Fly. Y'all know what time it is. I'm the host of the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, but this season for the Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 6, I'm bringing you my personal review on what my opinion is of these crazy heifers, all right? And there's just so much stuff that's done happened thus far that I can't even keep up with it all. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'd be looking at these women, and I'm like, how in the world can, like, 6 ladies' lives be so dramatic? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but this is my review, episode 17. I'm about to give it to you right now. So y'all ready? Because I'm about to be a hitter. All right, y'all. So if y'all remember, episode 17 started out with, Kenya and Marlo. I think Kenya had came to visit Marlo. And, you know, so they were just talking about the Bailey Bowl, which was really crazy. And, you know, I know a lot of people, they have their opinions about Marlo. But I really do feel bad for her because, you know what I'm saying, like, NeNe did do her shady. NeNe's the type of person that you have to be her follower for her to really like you. If you don't follow her and you step out and have a mind of your own, she ain't got much use for you. As long as Marlo was rooting for her or whatever, you know what I'm saying, she was down with Marlo. But then whenever she's mad at Kenya and Marlo was being friendly to Kenya, now there's a problem. And plus, I guess some other stuff that happened on the wedding show, too, that she was mad at Marlo about. But I just feel like NeNe is just very, she's very childish, because it's like, she's very a hypocrite, too. One minute she's always saying, communicate, open your mouth, say what you got to say. But then she doesn't do that. When she get mad at you, she just kind of close up and clam up, and then you just have to wonder, well, what's wrong with NeNe? Why is she acting shady and funny? But she don't just tell you what's up. If she would just tell Marlo, look, X, Y, and Z, I don't like, you did this, that, and the third, then, you know, they could have talked about it, but they did too much. But anyway, so, you know, Marlo was just telling Kenya about, you know, how she felt and how she just felt hurt, and she don't understand why NeNe was acting like that. But then what was funny, well, not funny, but what was surprising is when, well, not even really surprising, but the point is, whenever Marlo had told Kenya about how when NeNe had put her and Cynthia on three-way, and NeNe's telling Marlo, you know, it's either going to be me or Kenya, and stuff like that. I'm like, well, who does that? I don't get it. I don't know. But anyway, but you know, me personally, I did like Marlo. I like seeing when she comes on because she is funny. I know a lot of people think she's just there just for opportunists, but you know, that's a lot of people on TV. So I mean, even if she is there to come up, can y'all really blame her? You know what I'm saying? I mean, why not make your paper while you can? I mean, at least it's honest. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, she's on TV acting dramatic like everybody else. She's not doing nothing crazy. I mean, she's entertaining us, so why not? I had no problems with her. Anyway, so speaking of NeNe, so, you know, her and Cindy were shopping, you know, for bathing suits or whatever. And, you know, of course, the Bailey Bowl came up again, and NeNe was just acting like she didn't know anything that happened. She didn't want to talk about Marlo. She blames Marlo for what happened. She felt like if Marlo can't apologize, then she had nothing to do with her. And she kind of just threw with Marlo, which I think is crazy. But, you know, that's just NeNe. What else we got going on in episode 17, y'all? All right, now, as y'all know, now it's time for another trip, right? Now, isn't it crazy how people who really don't like each other continue to make trips together? I don't get it. So now Kenya, y'all know that she planned this big Mexico trip. Of all places, Mexico. Really? Anyway. But now, so they're going to Mexico. And now her and Lawrence, they arrive early in Mexico because, you know what I'm saying, they want to get stuff started because, you know, she's going to do, like, a lot of, you know, different stuff, you know, different events for the ladies. So she want to get her and Lawrence to get everything, you know, prepared or whatever. But, look, do y'all remember that part whenever, I think when they was first checking in, Kenya and Lawrence, and I think one of the help, the receptionist called him a sir, and he got offended? That's crazy, right? You know, I remember there was a time whenever guys, you know what I'm saying, like if you didn't call them a sir or like you called them a ma'am or something, they would get highly offended. But now they want you to call them, well, no, a sir, not all guys, but guys in his caliber want you to call them a miss and a ma'am. I don't know how I feel about that, but, you know, I'm not going to speak my opinion because then I get a lot of hate mail. But anyway, but I just thought it was like, wow, he wants to be called a miss. I mean, he thinks he's a girl. Isn't that something? How you can be a boy, but you in your mind you think you're a girl. Wow. Anyway. So they arrived earlier, and but back in Atlanta, Peter, he put his stuff in everybody's business, so he went and visited Cordell, you know what I'm saying, because he's heard Portia's side of, you know, Portia and Cordell's divorce. He's heard, you know, his wife and everything, their opinion. I guess he wanted to get Cordell's side. So he was just asking, you know, what went on, and Cordell, he's kind of explaining, you know, just how Portia and her family was, like, very disrespectful. You know, he's like, you know, her mom be at my house, in my bed, blah, blah, blah. You know, he goes listen to them. You know, she goes and listen to them, and, he, you know, whatever, whatever. And Peter, I don't know. I guess he was just filtering some things. But I don't know. I don't know if I completely trust Cordell, because it just seemed like he had another side of himself that he just don't want to reveal, and especially on TV. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that Portia's telling. I don't know who's telling the truth, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I mean, you know, I guess Portia, she could say a lot of stuff to seem like the victim, but at the same time, Cordell, just how he was, you know, a few scenes, he was kind of bossy and trying to, you know, just use her like a little Barbie doll and trophy wife or whatever. So I don't know if I believe him too much, but that was that. Now, back over now with Phaedra, you know, they're getting ready for the Mexico trip too, and she's not too keen on Apollo going. And y'all know why. Miss Kenya Moore, whore, or whore more, or however you say it. But anyway, so, you know, that's kind of sad, too. But, you know, I like Phaedra. But at the same time, you know, there's two sides of the story. Okay, I can see what she's saying. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to go because Kenya's going to be there, and she's going to be acting, wearing all this little skimpy stuff. But at the same time, okay, you want to be married to a man that you got to keep on a leash? He can't, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can't go on exotic vacations because you scared he's going to be looking at another woman. He probably going to look at another woman anyway, but I mean, you got to get a better control on that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he's probably going to look at another woman, but as long as he comes back home to you and being faithful. So I don't know, I guess, but Phaedra might, she must feel like he can't even be faithful at this point. I don't know. It's just a mess. So anyway, so the rest of the girls, you know what I'm saying, they're getting ready for the Mexico trip now. You know, Nene, Cynthia, and Portia, they arrive at the airport. Now, Phaedra and Apollo, they're going to come later. So they wasn't on the same flight as them, as y'all remember. Now on the way, like, I think whenever they get in Mexico, like, you know, they're like on a little shuttle bus or whatever. And you know, Peter, he kind of informs Portia that he did talk to Cordell, and you know, she's kind of like, you know, why is everybody in my business? And I do kind of see that. You know, I mean, I do understand that, because like, why is everybody in their business, and why is Peter? You know, like, now, I tell y'all before in recent of my reviews, you know, I know Nene and the rest, some other girls be calling him, a little B.I.B.I. for being in women's business, but I don't see that, because my thing is, he can have an opinion. They have an opinion when it comes to man's business, especially Nene. She'll put her nose in Greg's business in a minute. So I feel like Peter, you know, he can have an opinion when it comes to the women's business. I mean, they always around them talking about this stuff, so how can he not have an opinion? Plus, I guess he's cool with Cordell, so, you know. So, but, I don't know. I don't know. But at the same time, I think Cynthia said that, you know, they are on vacation, so why bring that up? You know, she's on vacation. Don't bring up a divorce while she's trying to just, you know what I'm saying, let her hair down or her weave down. So Peter, you get an X for that. You could have talked about that when y'all got back. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so, you know what I'm saying? So they arrive in Mexico, and then, you know, Kenya greets them with little to nothing on, of course. That's her plan. And then, if y'all notice, she's like, where's Apollo and Phaedra? Yeah, because, see, she was definitely looking for Apollo. That's why she wore that Hoochie Mama stuff. Yeah, she wanted to show Apollo what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, she starts checking in their rooms, and she gave Nene and Greg the biggest room because she was trying to apologize for for, I guess, that pillow talk. Guess what? I wouldn't have apologized for. Why apologize for something that Nene did? You know, Nene started all that. So why are you apologizing? You apologize and making it look like you agree with what she said, and Nene just ate that up. She ate it like a pound cake. Yeah. So Kenya gets an X for that, because I would have never apologized. And I wouldn't give her no big room. So I would have gave her a room, but I would have, whatever. You know, everybody just want to kiss up the Nene. You know, Nene, she make her, she have a tantrum, and now everybody want to, you know, make her feel happy. Oh, boy, these women are, I don't know what Nene is doing for these women, but they sure do want to make keep her happy. You know, have y'all noticed that? You know, she fussed out Portia, tell, oh, you're a bad friend. And then Portia's like, oh, I apologize. You know, I don't know why these women are always on Nene's, you know what. Anyway, so since Peter did put his nose in Portia and Cordell's business, Cynthia, you know, she went and checked on Portia, you know what I'm saying, just to make sure everything was cool with them. But it was funny because then Cynthia was like, you know, joking with her, saying, well, you know, we call Cordell. He's going to come be with you, you know, so you won't be alone on this trip. And then she was like, I'm just playing. Did y'all see the way Portia jumped on Cynthia? Wow. I thought she was going to really just beat them. I was like, wow, Portia might be ditzy and skinny and little, but y'all better leave her alone. I was like, wow. And then Cynthia, y'all could tell Cynthia can't fight. She was all scared. She just let Cynthia Portia just, you know, go all over. I was like, wow. But Portia went in. Anyway, so y'all know, they always got to leave us with a cliffhanger. So then here comes this big old dinner that Kenya planned, this big old mischievous dinner that is. So, you know, so what she did, as y'all remember, you know, she put everybody in, like assigned seats, you know, putting them away from people that they're either comfortable with, away from your spouse, and putting you, you know, sitting beside somebody that maybe you don't really talk to like that. So that's what she did. And I thought that was pretty cool, because, you know what I'm saying, it is good to see them interact with people that maybe you don't really interact with. So that went pretty good. Then, of course, the Portia and Cordell situation gets started again. And, you know, Greg starts saying, you know, talking about, Greg brought up this time. I think he was asking, I forgot what he asked, but something. He asked something about their marriage. And then Portia states that she and Cordell were that they were actually financially unstable at a point. And a lot of people were surprised at that because, you know what I'm saying, you know, she always seemed like, you know, a little Barbie doll. You know, she's buying these high-priced, expensive clothes and shoes and stuff. So people were like, really, you was, financially unstable? When was this? Then Portia keeps on talking, and they're asking questions and stuff. And then she was like, you know, well, you know, she helped Cordell, you know, get his image and his reputation back to where it needed to be. So then, you know, Kenya and Peter, they're like, well, that sounds like you was acting at his beard. And she was like, no, I wasn't at his beard or whatever. But however, you know, I helped him or whatever. And everybody's now looking at her kind of strange, like, what does that mean? And then Kenya's like, so what were you trying to cover up? And Peter's like, you already know. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, this whole thing is, I don't know, it's sketchy. You know, my thing, like, if my opinion, this is just my opinion, I mean, I could see, I could honestly see that, you know, I could see Cordell getting down or whatever, but at the same time, I mean, Portia, she knew what she was doing. She signed on to be his beard. You know, I'm pretty sure they probably had, like, some type of agreement or they understood that, look, you know, you help me out, I help you out, you know, I floss you real good. So I don't know why everybody acting like they're in their business for her, because she knew what she was doing. I don't know. Maybe she went into it with some type of agreement, but then maybe over time, maybe she really fell for him. I don't know. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. But Greg and Candy were trying to take up for Portia. You know, Greg was like, well, you know, she's going through divorce. Nobody really knows, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, Greg, be quiet, okay? He's like, he got on dentures or something. What y'all think about Greg? He a mess. Anyway, well, that is my review on episode 17. Okay, you know, once again, you know, Marlo and Kenya had a little talk about the Bailey Bowl. What else happened in episode 17? Oh, yeah, NeNe, she don't want to talk about the baby bow no more. She just threw with it and Marlo all together. Kenya, you know, she planned this trip. They're all arriving in Mexico. You know, what else happened? Oh, yeah, Portia. Oh, yeah, Peter talked to Portia. I mean, Peter talked to Cordell about, you know, get his side of the story about what happened, you know, in their divorce or marriage or what do you want to call it. And, yeah, that's basically it, you know what I'm saying? And Portia's trying to tell her side of things, and she's just really making it seem worse. Portia making it seem so much worse, you just don't understand. Anyway, all right. Everybody, so that's episode 17. Please comment, let me know what you think. You can hit me up on facebook.com/realhotfresh, on my Twitter, @realhotfresh, and please subscribe to my YouTube, youtube.com/realhotfresh. And also, everybody, just to let you know, that I will be hosting an A's Walk fundraiser mail review here in New York City. That's going to be on June 11, 2014. It's going to be from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. It's going to be in the East Village, Lower East Side, at the Lit Lounge. The address is 93 2nd Avenue. That's going to be between East 5th and 6th Street. And once again, that's in New York, New York. Admission is $25. However, you can, you know, get tickets in advance for $20. And there's also VIP seating available. If you want more information about VIP seating, it'll be 347-533-4076 is the number to call. Again, that's 347-533-4076. There's going to be a special guest there. Ridiculous, that's right. Y'all remember Ridiculous from season 2, I believe. You know, the infamous exotic dancer that Phaedra had for Candy, you know, for her birthday, and Mama Joyce did not like it. So, yes, he's going to be a special guest exotic dancer. So, definitely, if you are in the NYC area or not, you know, you still got time to book a flight. It's going to be June 11th, once again, at the Lit Lounge. Ridiculous will be there along with other male exotic dancers. It's going to be a great night. Also, there are going to be other things, you know, spoken word, singers. We're going to have some giveaways, and I will be hosting it, you know, so I'm going to definitely keep it real hot and fresh for everybody to have a great time. And so, yeah, I do have an Eventbrite page for this where you could, you know what I'm saying, get your tickets in advance. And I'm trying to remember what it is, and y'all know how ghetto this is. How are you gonna tell something, but you ain't got the information right? But however, if you listen to my next review on the Atlanta Housewives, at the end of the review, I would definitely try to have the information for you so that you can, you know, get your tickets in advance, and you know what I'm saying, just have a great time. So, yeah, so definitely, once again, Lit Lounge, June 11th, New York City, East Village. Definitely come out and have a great time because your boy, Ridiculous, is going to be into his house. I'm your boy, Z-Fly, and once again, be sure to log on to my networks. You know, let me know what you think of my review, and I'll talk to you next time. All right, for episode 18, I'm out. Peace.